He said to them, "Come away to a deserted place all by yourselves and rest a while. I speak to you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen." Although it might not seem like it based on today's weather, we are almost midway through summer, or at least school summer holidays of July and August. And I'm not trying to take away the rest of summer for you all, but come September, a lot of people's schedules tend to pick up a bit more. There's less vacations or staycations, barbecues, pool parties, and other activities that we seem to associate with summer. And growing up, one of my favorite parts of September was going back to school. And usually, the first activity a teacher would ask of you was to write or share about something you did over summer. I loved it. And even though I'm not in school anymore, when September rolls around, I still think you tend to hear a lot of people ask, "How was your summer? Did you do anything fun?" And people talk about what they did. Although with social media, you can usually now point to your Facebook or your Instagram or something like that. We often live in a world where people want to share what they did. They want what they do to be remembered. For instance, when David gets back, I might have to fight the urge to say, "You know, while you were away, I did this, and I did this, and I did this, and wasn't it a great summer for me?" And I might, in my case, even be looking for a little pat on the back. And the apostles were doing just this. Jesus had sent them out two by two and gave them authority over unclean spirits. And the Gospel of Mark says that the 12 cast out demons and anointed with oil many who were sick and cured them. And in today's gospel reading, they return to Jesus, return to each other, and they want to share everything, all that they had done and taught. They want to remember it again. Most times, Christians today get nervous enough even hearing the word evangelize, and some shudder at the thought of going door to door. So let's take into account for a moment what it would have taken for these apostles to go out and do their mission, their journey, the courage, the passion, and more. And so these apostles gather around Jesus in what I imagine to be excitement, ready to share some of the great things they have experienced and done. They want to remember, and I assume they want Jesus to know what they did, that they did what he asked them to do, and that they truly were the right people for the job. Maybe wanting their own pat on the back or celebration of success. The apostles wanted to remember, and we too often want to do the same thing. My dad is a big music lover, and throughout my childhood, I can remember at the most random and sometimes very inopportune times, he would stop and belt out the lyrics, "Do you remember when?" It's from the song "Let's Twist Again" by a person I learned this week is called Chubby Checker. My dad usually wouldn't finish the song and just loved that part, and I used to love when he sang it. We often like to remember the past. Maybe it's a summer we want to remember, or other happy times, perhaps happier times than we're living through right now. Times when we were with loved ones we no longer have close to us. Times when we experienced something significant. Times when we were laughing or smiling. Maybe we want to remember people better, or remember what things felt like when we were in different parts of our lives. We can remember through stories we tell, like the apostles were doing, or we have other tools like photo albums, family videos, letters, trinkets, time capsules, and more. And I almost feel it's too easy to remind us all of how often the church likes to remember, and the people in the church often remember and reminisce about a time some call the golden age. And we speak of how things used to be with such nostalgia and love. It can be nice to remember what has happened in our lives with the people and places we love. And sometimes so wonderful to hold on to these memories and step out of the right now and to remember and reminisce about our journey and how we've come to this new moment and place. We, like the apostles, often want to remember. But in today's gospel reading, we don't really hear that Jesus interacted with anything that the apostles shared with him. The gospel reads, "The apostles gathered around Jesus and told him all that they had done and taught. He said to them, 'Come away to a deserted place all by yourselves and rest for a while.'" No pats on the back, no celebrations of success, nothing. After their journey, Jesus is inviting the apostles to go to a deserted place by themselves and rest. The gospel illustrates other times this solitude has been important for Jesus, like in his time in the wilderness after he was baptized, and the times that Jesus goes to pray by himself. These times when Jesus is on his own throughout the Gospel of Mark is often something big is about to happen or begin. For example, in chapter 1 of the Gospel of Mark, Jesus goes off on his own to pray right before he leaves Galilee with his disciples, saying, "Let us go somewhere else, to the nearby villages, so that I can preach there also. That is why I have come." And again, Jesus is on his own in Gethsemane as he prayed and prepares for his crucifixion. Jesus invites the apostles to also take time of solitude and rest after their journey to prepare them for what is to come, instead of simply remembering what has already happened. The gospel says that the people had started to recognize Jesus and the apostles and would not simply follow them, but work to arrive ahead of them and meet them there. This may be a strange concept to us, but in many places and many churches, I have seen many people strategically position themselves after church to talk to the priest on their way out. And it happens even more when a priest is trying to talk to a bishop. At this point in Jesus' ministry, people knew him, and they came to him rushing from the whole region to wherever he was. Villages, cities, or farms. They laid in front of him. They begged him. They tried in desperation even to touch the fringe of his cloak. These are big changes for Jesus and the apostles, who recently were coming out of places like Nazareth, where Jesus was pretty much rejected. Jesus was inviting the apostles to prepare for what lay ahead of them, in all its glory and chaos and success and danger. Prepare them for their true mission and ministry to come. Jesus invited the apostles to stop simply remembering and instead prepare to move forward. And in the same way, 2,000 years later, Christ invites us to move past only the times of remembering and to move forward in our faith. Some of us might fondly remember the days of the church 30, 40 years ago. But what good is remembering that if we do not also realize and articulate where we are today as a church, the context we are in, the beautiful people we are with, the successes we have had, and the growing edges we are working towards? If we don't acknowledge that, then there is no church of today, and only one that is a memory. If we only reminisce about the beautiful memories of the past, how can we continue to live fruitful and fulfilling lives, truly appreciating what we have now, where we have yet to go, what we have yet to feel, and what we have yet to learn. We read from the Bible and worship and celebrate in this place, not because we want to live in the past, but because our faith is one that calls us to be rooted within it as we move into the future, grounded in Christ and the love of God with every passing moment. The solitude or even rest Jesus speaks of in this gospel reading might be a difficult concept for a lot of us who are often go, go, go. In my discernment process for ordination, a couple of people recommended to me that I go on a silent retreat, a suggestion that I really couldn't connect with because I like to talk. And time to rest and pray and be on my own to prepare for what might come just didn't seem like it would be effective or efficient. But I tried it and continue to experience silent retreats. And they are some of the hardest and most inspiring times of my life. It can be hard to be alone with your thoughts, have all the time in the world to pray and wonder and rest and think about how to move forward. Moving forward is not always easy. We do not always know how or where to go, or we fear what it will be like. But nevertheless, it happens anyway. The days, the seasons, and the years, they go by, and we continue to live through them the best that we can. Today, I believe Jesus invites us to not simply remember all that has happened in our lives, in our journeys of faith, good or bad, but to also take the time to be by ourselves and rest, to find comfort and hope in that time and in the person that God created us to be. And through that time, move forward into whatever may come with faith in the Shepherd and love that is Christ and that is in us now and forevermore. Amen.